Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a historical question. This question is related to the life of Imam Ali. Specifically, it's related to events that occurred after Imam Ali alayhi salam formally accepted the government through the pressuring of people subsequent to the murder of the third caliph Usman. The question that we want to ask is this: why is it that Imam Ali chose the city of Kufa to be the center of his government? And why is it that he did not make the city of Medina or the city of Mecca, which are historically and spiritually more important than, city of Kufa or any other city from this point of view? So that's the question we want to ask. We're going to answer this, of course, referencing historical records and historical texts. These are reasons that we have, arrived at and derived from historical accounts and texts, reliable accounts. So there is a lot of reasons for this. First of all, there is the geographical location of the city of Kufa. It was equally... it was in the center of the Islamic world at that time. And so by placing his government in Kufa, the imam could access the other cities of the Islamic world. The second reason is that there was important individuals in the city of Kufa. Elders of the Islamic nation were in the city of Kufa, important people. So by placing his government in this city, the imam had access to these people, and it prevented outsiders and foreigners from attacking the city because they were afraid of these individuals, which is one of the reasons why Talha and Zubair, right, they didn't attack the city of Kufa. Rather, when the imam was in Medina, they decided to move towards Basra. Another reason is the military might of the city of Kufa, which was filled with people who were expertise in the art of war. And they were also Shias and followers of the imam. And the imam decided to make the city the center so he could benefit from the expertise, military expertise of these individuals. Again, there was another reason, was the economic superiority of the city due to the proximity to the two famous rivers, the Dajla and the Furat, the Euphrates and the Tigris. These two rivers were very important, and it allowed the land of Iraq, which is now known as Iraq, to be bounteous and economically prosperous. So the imam decided to choose this city as his center because he knew that it was economically more stronger than the other cities. Another reason is that there was continuously rebellions in the city of Iraq and revolts in the cities of Iraq and in Syria. And in order to suppress these rebellions, the imam made a city in these lands his capital. So to keep an eye on these rebellions and suppress them quickly and more rapidly than he could have if he was in another city far away, such as Medina or Mecca. Finally, there is the great spiritual importance of this city of Kufa. For example, we have a hadith from the Holy Prophet regarding this city, and it alludes to its spiritual superiority over a lot of other cities. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reasons why Imam Ali made the city of Kufa the center of his government. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.